Welcome to the Live Awakened podcast, life coaching for women physicians of color. Create more freedom to simply be who you want to be. Do the things that make you feel alive and create a deeper connection with those you love. It's time to choose you. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Guile. Hello, ladies. Hope you're having a lovely day. I'm going to drop a truth bomb. Working on yourself is not detrimental to your personal relationships, your marriages, your parenting. It's the exact opposite. And the reason I'm bringing this up today is because I heard someone use this as a reason to not work on herself. She's unhappy. She's struggling in her marriage, feeling isolated, just exhausted at work, burnt out, all the things, right? And there was like this excitement of wanting to like change things for herself. And then later, I hear one of the things that actually came up is that idea, right? That, you know, if I work on myself, this is going to be bad for my marriage, or this is going to be bad for my relationship with my mom or my kids or whatever, right? And I thought that was fascinating because for me, that's never even crossed my mind because I think the complete opposite and I believe the complete opposite. And when I brought this up to one of my besties, who, you know, I would catch up every day, we're like med school buddies. And I said this to her and she said, you know, I had the same thought too, that maybe me actually, you know, getting therapy or coaching or whatever would mean like the end of my marriage or the end of, you know, like the relationships that I want to preserve. And so I thought this would be really fun to cover today. Is I want you to take a minute and think about, like, if you have been on the kind of cusp of potentially like working on yourself and signing up for like a therapist or a coach or working with me, have you had this idea and have you had this thought that, hey, if I start taking care of me and making myself, working on myself, then it's going to end my marriage? And I want to say that that's not 100% untrue, but it's not true, right? That it is going to happen no matter what. But working on yourself and finally not walking on eggshells and just being non-confrontational everywhere in your life and just being a punching bag allows you to understand who you really are and what do you really want, right? Because like many of you guys, I spent 3-4 decades just taking care of everyone else and doing all the things that everyone else wanted me to do. In my professional life, my personal life, right? Everywhere. I was just trying to like accommodate. And when I was doing that, I didn't really know who I was because I was just trying to be this ideal person. And of course, I know I'm not perfect, but at the same time, it's like, you know, okay, get straight A's. Okay. Oh, get, you know, become a doctor. Check. Oh, okay. Have kids. Check. Oh, get married to the checklist person. Check. Those things was not who I was. Those things are things that I did because I thought I was supposed to. And then when you get to a certain age, you realize that's not me. Those are not my choices. Those are not things that I value, but those are things I am supposed to value. I should value. So how important it is that I'm so grateful that this even feedback came back to me. And my girlfriend was telling me that she had the same thoughts too. And I want to say, yeah, you know, when you stop walking on eggshells, tiptoeing around the people in your life, and it's usually the following: your husband, in-laws, parents, kids, boss, colleagues, then the real you can be discovered. And everyone who is benefiting from you staying small and being the doormat are not going to like it when you actually have an opinion, when you actually stand up for yourself, when you advocate for what you want, when you set healthy boundaries and don't allow people to treat you like a doormat. So of course, yes, those people aren't going to like it. They have been benefiting from you showing up this way, right? And I want to say all of this is a choice, right? We've all chosen to be this way because it's a path of least resistance. If everyone else is happy, then I'm willing to sacrifice myself. So yeah, working on yourself will not be pleasant for other people. It won't be pleasant for you because you'll feel uncomfortable at times because you're now doing things, saying things, believing things that you never even considered. But if it's uncomfortable here right now, and it's going to be uncomfortable later when you're trying to feel better and live a different life, might as well be uncomfortable there and move the needle forward. I mean, it makes so much sense, right? But not if you've been believing that you need to stay quiet and sacrifice to keep maintain this marriage, maintain this relationship with your mom or your dad, in-laws, keep the same job, keep your kids happy. At what cost? And do you think it's sustainable? You've been doing this for 3-4 decades. Is it sustainable to be in this space? And more importantly, are you actually present and enjoying your life and loving the people that are in your life? Or are you resentful and frustrated or avoiding? Yeah, you can be alive and go through all the motions, but are you really living? And if people around you are unhappy when you show up as the real you, that's when you get to question for yourself, do I want them in my life like that? What are the boundaries that I'm going to create? Are you willing to sacrifice you so someone else can stay on top? And that usually tends to happen a lot, you know, when I'm working with people in marriages, when they're like, oh, but this shifts the dynamic and I accepted it for 20 something years or whatever it is. Yeah, but you're not going to be staying married to this person if you've never showed up as who you really are, because it's almost a war zone, right? Inside of your head, at least. So yeah, working on yourself will create change and shift in your marriages and your relationships, in your career. But it doesn't always have to be a negative one. And I want to say, even when you do have some discomfort in the marriage because you finally stopped being a punching bag, that's a positive shift because now the other person actually knows who you are and they get to decide, hey, do I really want this person or did I just want someone to be my domestic engineer, child care, trophy wife, whatever, right? You know, maybe it's your mom and maybe they only wanted someone who would listen to them complaining, someone who would fix things, someone who would, you know, do things to make them happy. Okay. That's what they want, but what do you want? Saying yes to you, agreeing to get the support that you need, and I'll specifically speak for coaching because that's what I do, can open up your eyes to one, who you are and what do you really want for the next 4-5 decades of your life? Do you want this to be the same? Maybe, yeah. Then yeah, this is not the right path for you. But if you're listening to me and you're listening to this episode, you're someone who is looking forward and hopeful and wanting to shift things in their lives. So coaching is the best thing you can do for your relationships, because you actually show up as the real version of you. And you don't have to or get to control how people feel about that. For us control freaks, that actually is really stressful. But the reality is, letting go of that desire to control other people is going to give you so much freedom and space in your mind and space in your life to create what you want. So if you've been on the fence and this is one of the things that you have been believing, I hope this was helpful for you to understand, you know, which part of it may be true, the part of it that wants you to stay locked down in the current situation is going to say, yes, this is a bad thing to work on myself. But if you're not happy, you want to really live your life and enjoy your life without feeling resentment and frustration for the people in your life or your job or whatever it is, I want you guys to decide it's time to change. And honestly, the worst thing that can happen is people see who you really are and they get to decide that they don't want to participate in your life with the real version of you, not the version that you have chosen to be to accommodate their lives and their desires. And I have to tell you, I've had many clients who have had much better relationships with their parents and their spouses and their kids and their in-laws because they were finally willing to show up as who they really are. What a gift, right? To have a relationship with them that's sustainable, that's not full of resentment and frustration and anger and hurt. It's time to choose you guys. Get off that fence and just see how it is, even just consider it for a moment. What would it feel like? How would it feel if I just tried on this outfit today, the outfit of being me, the real version of me? Get off that fence and book your call with me. What's the worst that can happen? You find out that there's possibilities and opportunities that you never dreamt of that are in within your reach. You just don't know that it's available or how to get there, and you don't have to. That's my job. I get to show you that. All right, you guys, have a lovely day. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys. I do have space right now, and I actually emailed you guys and shared that there are a couple more spots, and I can't wait to meet the last few people who choose themselves and who don't get paralyzed by fear. Don't get paralyzed by the discomfort, because guess what? It's already uncomfortable. Have a lovely day. Hey, if you're ready to advocate for yourself by listening to your inner voice so you can live in freedom, wake up every day with purpose, and enjoy your work and family, check out my website at www.pileguile.com. On the website, you'll have the opportunity to join my program, sign up for a free workshop, or just check out my blog. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please tell a friend, leave a review, or just reach out. I'd love to hear from you.